This is Growing Native, and I'm T.D. Mosquiti. Sometimes when I'm sitting around, like maybe on our couch in warm morning sunlight, or at our table with a mug of Joe, I'll read a field guide. I may be looking up a specific plant or critter, you know, but I confess to turning pages and wandering to other plants or other critters, leaving the original search for a bit. Oh, I'll get back to that, I say to myself. And as I wander the pages reading, I catch myself commenting, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I think I've seen these before. Well, I'll be. Oh, what a nice description. Yeah, that last one. What a nice description. That happens, you know, a lot. And one morning I was reading a field guide about southwestern butterflies, and I was going to look up a favorite butterfly in the woodlands, a butterfly called Arizona Sister, but I got caught up looking at checker spots and crescents, and I was reading about the Texas, I'm not making this up, I was reading about the Texas crescent, and it said, this is a line, I just love this description, adults love shade on hot days and favor flowers of dogbane, buckbrush, and milkweed. Now, isn't that wonderful? It sounds like a personal ad, doesn't it? I love shade on hot days and the flowers of dogbane, buckbrush, and milkweed. That's nice. And there were so many other sweet descriptions about the Texas crescent. The males patrol for passing females up and down canyons and back and forth in light gaps in riparian areas. That could be worked into a personal ad, I think. Oh, you know, this this field guide is a real page turner. Oh my goodness. So listen, I finally get to the butterfly I wanted to read about, a favorite of my partner, my lover, my significant other. Ms. Mosquiti and me, we love the butterfly called the Arizona Sister. You cannot go to the Madre and Evergreen Woodlands and not see an Arizona Sister. Adelpha Eulalia, that's the name. Adelpha Eulalia. Adelpha means, it's the Greek for sister. Eulalia means you go girl. And these are just beautiful, beautiful butterflies. They glide around the woodlands. Listen. This guide had some nice lines. Definitely could be worked into a personal ad for the Arizona Sister butterfly. Love damp soil on hot days. Not a willing subject for close scrutiny. Have unusual tastes, feeding on excrement, fruit, and aphid honeydew. Maybe not put that last part in a personal ad, but oh, you know, this is a beautiful butterfly of the woodlands. So I looked it up in a couple other guides, and there was this one line, and this one field guide said, a bright denizen of western oak woodlands. Oh, that's good. I think I can work that into a personal ad. Let me try. I'm a bright denizen of the woodlands and love damp soil on hot days and to glide among the oaks. I should put something in here about the wings. My upperside wings are dark with a white stripe and orange tip. My underside is patterns of lavender and brown. That's it. That may be a little too wordy, but that's pretty good. Maybe something about... Oh, how about this? Let's talk food later, but my larval food is oaks. I would answer this ad. Oh, wait, I do. I have. I still... I go to the oak woodland to see Adelpha Eulalia, the Arizona Sister. Oh, man, these borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.